Voters in East Timor go to the polls tomorrow for their first democratic election after centuries of Portuguese colonial rule and, more recently, Indonesian military occupation. They'll be choosing an 88-member assembly that will write a constitution and prepare the tiny territory for independence next year. NPR's Rob Gifford is in East Timor's capital, Dili. Rob, what is the mood in East Timor? Are people excited about the election?
They certainly are. Today it's actually been a little bit quieter because the rules stated that campaigning had to finish yesterday. So the streets have been relatively quiet as people prepare to vote tomorrow. But yesterday was a different thing altogether. The streets were packed with supporters of all the different parties, one, the major party, Fretilin in particular. And people were just packed into trucks, into cars, into ox carts, basically any vehicle that would move. And they were driving around the city, honking their horns and shouting and singing. And really, there was an extremely jubilant atmosphere as people prepare to vote tomorrow.
It sounds like, from your description then, that it's been peaceful.
It's been very peaceful and surprisingly peaceful, I think. There are 16 different political parties who are contesting the election tomorrow, and, you know, there are differences between the parties. And with the history of violence that East Timor has, I think some people expected that there would be some kind of violent incidents, but people really have had enough of violence, and although they have their different ideas about different issues regarding tomorrow's vote, they're all pulling together because unity is the key word. After 400 years of Portuguese colonial rule and then 25 years of brutal Indonesian occupation, really the people want to stick together and really make this vote succeed.
And the issues, just briefly, what are they?
Well, I think there are two issues. One is really just establishing an East Timorese identity, and the other is development. If you come here, you'll see that the country desperately needs development, and the different parties are pushing different ideas of how to go about this. But really, there's one dominant party that I think is going to clean up tomorrow in the voting, and that is Fretilin, the main organization that opposed Indonesian occupation. And I think most people feel that it could be as many as 70 to 80% of the vote will go to Fretilin, because really they have the sort of moral right, if you like, to represent the people, having fought the Indonesians for so long.
And Dili, what is it like there these days?
Well, it's pretty much decimated. I'm standing here in downtown Dili, just near to the beach, actually, and the beach and the sea beyond it are totally beautiful. But on land around me, there are just gutted buildings. When East Timorese voted to leave Indonesia 2 years ago, the pro-Indonesia militia groups who didn't want to secede from Indonesia torched the place. As much as 70% of Dili was destroyed during that time, and not just buildings. We're talking there was no running water, there was no electricity. The hospitals, the schools totally closed down, no banks, no postal services. So really they're starting from absolutely nothing in rebuilding this country. But I really get the feeling that they really want to do this, and they're really committed to making this fledgling country work.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Dili, East Timor.